From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Americans paid less for fresh fruit during the first 7 months of the year. The USDA reports the consumer price index for fresh fruit declined from January through July before rising slightly in August. The USDA attributes the decline in part to the pandemic as sellers directed more fresh fruit to retail outlets and less to restaurants and other food service customers that closed or curtailed operations. A new soy-based concrete sealant is protecting U.S. roadways, supporting demand for soybeans and reducing maintenance costs. According to agrimarketing.com, the United Soybean Board has partnered with the Indiana Soybean Alliance for soy-based solutions and infrastructure for decades. Now, USB and ISA are proud to announce that select Indiana counties have the opportunity to use a new soy-based sealant, PoreShield, on their bridges, made possible through Farmers Checkoff Investments. PoreShield is being applied to 77 bridge decks, totaling 330,000 square feet within Indiana this year alone. As promised, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer has issued a request that the International Trade Commission investigate whether increased imports of blueberries have caused or threatened to cause harm to domestic blueberry growers. The Packer.com reports the request comes a month after the Trump administration released a plan it said would protect U.S. growers of blueberries, strawberries, bell peppers, and other seasonal crops. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.